saw while walking along, a lame man begging alms by the gate. Straightway they told, we've no silver or gold, but for you a great treasure awaits. Now such as I have give I thee in the name of our Lord. Rise up and walk, and be not amazed that a crippled was raised. It's through Jesus we do great things. Great things are in store and for the child.
Very pleasant good Wednesday to you on this 14th day of April, in the year of our Lord, 2015. Tomorrow, halfway through the month of April, and that's hard to believe. And some changes coming tonight with the weather. We'll talk about that in just a moment. But right now, let's take a look at our day book and say thank you to some folks for helping us sponsor this day and having WGCR on the air, on the app and the FM and over the network. AM720 WGCR is being sponsored by the Mountain View Baptist Church in honor of their youth. We say thank you to the Mountain View Baptist Church. Appreciate you folks today standing with us here on AM720, and also appreciate you honoring your young people. We need young people who love the Lord to come up and take the reins should the Lord tarry. And we certainly want to see people saved, but we also want to see future generations with the old time preaching, praising the Lord, and praying. It worked from Genesis to Revelation. It can work in the church age, and it has worked in the church age, and it will work in the church age, and it will work in 2021. Trust me, God is still God. He's still on the throne. He's not advocated anything. He is in charge, and it's spinning on his little finger. He has no trouble holding this world up, and he has no trouble waiting, because he's waiting for someone to get in. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Amen. FM 94.9 and the Anchor Baptist Broadcasting Network, which includes WGCR.net, the preaching, the music, the video channels, is being sponsored because God is. So whoever sponsored today, thank you for sponsoring FM 94.9 and the network. And there's a better way to put it, except in the present tense, God is. He is our yesterday, today, and forever. He is. And that was the isness of God that Brother Rudy Smith preached at Sheraton. That's a title that'll stick in your mind for a long time, the isness of God. Thank you, folks, for sponsoring this day. Happy birthday going out to six-year-old Jace Haney today. We pray you had a good birthday and enjoyed it immensely. And happy anniversary wishes going out to Michael and Jill Whitlock. Pray you had a wonderful day as well. The station logged the high of 77 when they take their totals, and a low of 37. We had a high here probably, I'd say, about 76, and the low was about 41. What we have here, we do have some rain moving our direction. In fact, it's going to be hitting the western mountains pretty soon, but it's going to be a game changer in the temperatures. So tonight we're looking at a 50% chance of showers, mainly before midnight. It's going to be mostly cloudy. It's gotten cloudy here, with a low around 49, and then it says new precipitation amounts of less than a tenth of an inch possible. Thursday will be mostly cloudy, gradually becoming sunny, but listen to this. The high will be near 65. That's quite a departure from what we've been seeing the last several days. And then Thursday night, we're going to be clear, down to 38. So big difference in the bottom of the numbers as well. Then Friday, mostly sunny, high near 63. Friday night, mostly cloudy, low around 43. The next chance of rain is 40% chance of showers after 7 a.m. on Saturday, with the high reaching about 59 and the low Saturday night being 42. And then sunny on Sunday, but only near 64, and then down to 40. And then Monday, we're looking at sunny skies, 65, and the same for Tuesday, the high near 65. So it looks like Wednesday's the same. It looks like we're going to be in a lower pattern for the temperatures for the next week in month of April here. And we know that March and April weather changes as we see cold fronts come and go. And so if you like the heat, you're going to get a little change. If you said, well, I could use a little reprieve from it, it's coming tonight, and we'll see how it pans out tomorrow. But just be aware, through some of the overnight hours, there could be some rain. Not expecting any kind of thunderstorms, and hopefully that will hold true, and we won't see any problems like that. Let's take a look at the traffic and see if we can find out where the issues are. And, of course, I-26 is a problematic area, and it's going to be just as you come towards Asheville out of the 280 at the Asheville Regional Airport exit. It's going to start slowing down almost immediately, and then it's going to be like dead stop. I'm going to see if I can come over here and see if this other one will give me they're showing a vehicle crash right at the Blue Ridge Parkway is what they're showing. And yes, it is bumper to bumper. And even though this is a still camera, I see lots of brake lights. So this is, I'm at Long Shoals Road at this camera, and it's definitely pretty backed up. Let's see, we get back a little further. This is mile marker 39, and it's beginning. You can see as you go further up the road, and it goes over a hill I can't see, they're starting to slow down even at mile marker 39. So once you leave the Asheville Airport, which headed towards there, things are clear, but you'll hit 39, and then it's really bad. It looks like it'll stay that way till you get underneath the Blue Ridge Parkway. And then it looks like it clears up and things get a little better. But we're still dealing with some construction. So when you get to I-26 and Ferry Road, it starts backing up again. And if I can get that icon out of the way, get my camera view here. Looks like it clears up by the time you get towards Brevard Road. And we'll see if I can get this one last camera there. Oh, yeah. At 191. Brevard Road, people getting on, that is a little slow. Let's see what else we got going on here in the, wow, 191 at Avery's Creek, coming out 146, both directions, pretty slow going today. And we got some slowdowns on 25 in the Fletcher area as well, and Sweeten Creek Road, some stoppages coming southbound once you come underneath the Blue Ridge Parkway, and stays that way to Givens Estates. Then it gets better, and that's just before Mills Gap Road. So beware of that as well. Then let's look down here. Looks like I-26 at where the Butler Bridge Road construction is, you're going to slow down up to Fanning Bridge Road there. And then we take I-26 into Henderson County, just south of Fletcher, and we're good all the way to Columbus. Don't see any issues there. Brevard, you're not looking too bad today. So that's good news. Just a few little slowdowns in the downtown area, but not anything significant. So that's good news there. All right, let's head down to the upstate and see what we got going on in the upstate this afternoon. It was around 4:30. They already had an accident at the airport. I don't know what it is about that airport, but we still are dealing with it too. This is between the airport exit, which is exit 56 and Pelham Road. And the average speed is 23 miles an hour for 3 miles. And it is affecting that. I have one camera view that the shows it moving probably about, about 18 to 20 mile an hour is what it looks like. And then we're looking at Batesville Road. It's a little better. It's come down to Pelham Road and see what we got going on there. Of course, southbound is very crowded. It's moving. Northbound is crowded, but not as bad. But both are moving, but they're not moving at a speed limit pace at this juncture at all. Let's see what we got going on in the Gateway project. They've had a lot of work, warranty type work that they've gotten done. Looks like that's okay. And then we have something going on here at 101. There's a crash reported there at 527 at I-85 northbound, exit 60, South Carolina, 101. I see the accident. Actually, they've got it off the side of the road, so I think it's going to be okay. I do not see where it's impeding traffic, except to get off get off the interstate onto 101. That's the only thing I see there. So hopefully they've got that move that's going to make traffic a lot easier. Okay, the upstate's not as in bad a shape as it normally is, but we do have that crash and this off the road. So prayerfully, we will have a smoother going here and won't get worse. All right, let's change gears here just a little bit. And we've been talking about St. Vincent, and we know that this has been a really tough go. What we have seen has been incredibly I got a text and I don't know who it's from, but it's from this area. They're saying thunder here, so I don't know where here is, because I don't have this number in my contacts list. So where is here? And we'll, I see where here is now. Here is here at the station. Okay. at the station, there's some thunder. Well, there may be a thunder too, but they said they didn't think there would be any severe storms or thunderstorms. If it comes in early, well, we still have the heating of the day. You're probably going to get some. But I think the main line is going to come through between 7 and 9. We'll just have to see how that goes. But we'll go from there. All right. Most of the news I've been getting, because there's so little that's actually being printed here, has been coming from out of the UK or closer to the islands. But I did get one that is from here, one of the affiliate stations, and they said all day today eruptions rocked St. Vincent, which is already buried under ash. They say on the northern part of the island, eruptions from the volcano have displaced roughly 20,000 people. That number stayed the same, but the number of those living in shelters went up 1,000. And they're living in shelters around the island, according to government officials. Now, the National Emergency Management Organization, they call it NEMO for short, for St. Vincent and the Grenadines, said on Facebook that the explosions and accompanying ashfall of similar or larger magnitude are likely to continue over the next few days. So that's not a good scenario. And of course, they're buried under it, and it's caused some major problems, not only because they're sporadic and you don't know when they're going to hit, but also because the water and hygiene supply shortages combined with COVID-19 pandemic makes it even more challenging situation for residents and emergency officials. Now, the U.S. Embassy in Barbados is going to coordinate with the Royal Caribbean Cruise Line for an evacuation of U.S. citizens from St. Vincent to St. Martin on Friday. They say boarding will begin at 7 a.m., and there is no cost or travel fare for the evacuation, that according to a press release from the U.S. State Department. But they do warn U.S. citizens who decide not to depart St. Vincent should be prepared to shelter in place for an undetermined amount of time. There are no plans for additional evacuations, according to the State Department. Then they add this gem of a jewel to the whole thing. The 2021 Atlantic hurricane season is less than 2 months away and projected to be active above average, with 17 named storms and 8 forecasted hurricanes, 4 of which are predicted to become major hurricanes. And the thing is, if we go back to last year, if I'm not mistaken, we had our first tropical system in April. I'm almost sure that that is correct. And then we had some in May before the season officially started, which is in June. Let's hope that doesn't happen this year. And so with the hurricane season upcoming, the Caribbean Disaster Emergency Management Agency said today, this is going to bring another level of complexity to our colleagues there in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. So they say it's an urgent issue. They're saying we need a lot of help. Water, food, everything is running out. Now, what I want to do is I want to go to my Seahope, because he's posted several things today. One of the things that he posted is a video. It was posted 8 hours ago at 9:19 this morning. And he said he received the video from Pastor Presley Daniel. He said, this is the Ohio River. He said, notice the banana plants are destroyed. St. Vincent's has banana plantations, and they have been destroyed. This is one of the items the island produces for food, employment, and export. Okay, he also posted 4 hours ago, and this is what he says. I'm just going to read what he says. Folks, we need lots of help. The ship's cost for this trip is about $16,000, and then we need to pay for the cargo. St. Vincent has suffered a life-changing catastrophe. God burdened Mary and me 2.5 years ago for such a time as this. I have often wondered why God kept opening so many doors and making a way when there was no way. Now I know. Please join with us. And then he posts from a person that I do not know, but he is a deputation director that's retired. And this is what he says. Dear pastors, friends, family, even enemies, if I can get them to help. Seahope is preparing a relief mission to the Caribbean island of St. Vincent, where a volcano erupted last week. The island is still experiencing earthquakes, lava flows, and falling ash, which has contaminated the water supply coming off the mountain. Seahope can purify 1,000 gallons of water a day, which would be a tremendous help. Now, they're going to have to do it away from as far out as they can get away from where all the ash is in the water, because if it gets in, it will hurt their equipment. But that's what they're, that's quite a 1,000 gallons. That's pretty good a day. And he says, as we head down to assist, as we head down to assist in cleanup, rebuilding, we need to be loaded with food like rice and beans, building and cleaning supplies. Quite honestly, anything we can carry and get to the island as quickly as possible. The mission is urgent. We know many of the families living on the campus at the Bible College of the Caribbean on the island. they're safe, their associates and family, on Facebook to make a, I'm trying to see here. They are safe, but in critical need of food and supplies. That's what I mean. So he knows these people personally. And he said, I'm asking my friends, associates, and family on Facebook to make a generous donation to the mission. He said, most of all, God receives the glory and thanks when we do this. Several have already helped, and I'm very appreciative of your support. Anything, any amount will be a blessing and help to suffering saints in need. Please send your donations to Anchor Baptist Missions International, 3232 Hendersonville Highway, Pisgah Forest, North Carolina, 28768, and put on the memo line, See Hope. Thank you. That was a post that was posted today at 1:35 p.m. off of my See Hope. So just wanted to read that to you. And again, we did launch a relief effort to help the folks of St. Vincent. And remember, little's much when God's in it. You know, you can't give a lot, but you can give a little. That little will be, it all adds up, the little and the big, and it becomes a part of the whole, and the whole makes up the need. We've seen that time and time and time again. And so with some churches there, the two brothers, the Hope Baptist Church and the Community Baptist Church, and then there was a scheduled Caribbean conference for October. A lot of things there. And so there's God's people everywhere. When something like this happened here in May of 1980, it was May the 18th that Mount St. Helens blew up, they had areas they could get to beyond a 9 by 30 is what I think I said it was. I wrote it down somewhere. What the size of the island is, it's very, very small. There's just so many places you can go. And then when they only will take off the island those that have been fully vaccinated for COVID-19 because other countries don't want more COVID in their country, that leads to problems when they have no place to go. So, they've got people in government shelters, and then there's places that Christians have that survived on the other side of the island, and they're all full. And so there are just a lot of things going on there, and things that are creating, you know, problems. And so we are praying for that. And we'll again tell you that the ways that you, if you want to give, God's laid it on your heart to give, there's ways to do it. There's an online secure portal. It's at anchorbaptistdisaster.net. But you don't have to remember that. You can go to wgcr.net, look for the disaster of St. Vincent, click here to donate, and what it'll do is it'll take you right to that. And then you can also, if you say, that's not kind of the thing that I like to do, well, then you can phone it in by calling 828-884-9427 with a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express. Those are all taken there, 828-884-9427. You can mail to ABMI at 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, 28768. Make the check payable to ABMI. And so those things are ongoing, and whatever the Lord lays on your heart would be appreciated. Now, let's see here. Do I know anything about farm-to-table boxes or the old folks program? I do not. I'm looking in the control room to see if she might know something. And so I'll get a text from her. I have not heard anything about that. So, no. Let me see here. I need, that was yesterday. This is today. That's what I want right there. All right. We're going to say thank you to some folks who have given since yesterday. We want to say thank you to Miss Lacey Cochran for a $10 gift, also a no name with a $10 gift, and a no name with a $50 gift. That brings us to $5,920 on our efforts to raise some money for this disaster relief. Thanks to everyone who has given, and thank you to all who are praying and asking the Lord to help us in this time. And hopefully and prayerfully, we will find ourselves in a place where these disasters will never happen again when the Lord comes back and we all get to go home. But I do believe we're going to see these things worsen as time goes by for multiple reasons, including the fact that there is an all-out attack on Christianity and also on the Jews. In fact, if you read your Bible, the first group of people to be persecuted for no reason at all, just because they were different, was when a Pharaoh rose up that knew not Joseph, didn't know what they had done for them, and decided they were multiplying, and they could take over. And when they did, they could outnumber them, and decided to afflict them just because they were a different race in their country. And God took them to task. 10 plagues, but the last plague was the death of the firstborn. Pharaoh let it go that far. Before then, they were saying, Pharaoh, have you not looked around? Do you not see that Egypt is just about destroyed? I mean, let's get these, let's let them go. Let them go worship their God. One time, Pharaoh came up with 3 compromises. You know, don't go very far. Leave your women and children here. Leave your cattle here. Yeah, all these compromises. The world wants you to compromise with them. And it's not intolerant to have a point of view that you don't bend on. You know, that's not intolerant. You're not being intolerant to anybody. When they say, this is my way, that's okay, because it doesn't offend anybody. When I say it's only through the blood of Christ that offends somebody, they say I'm intolerant. No, I'm not intolerant. They're doing what they want to do. When I witness to somebody, the decision's in their hands, because it has to be Holy Spirit conviction. I'm just the one that's planting or watering. It's God that gives the increase. I'm not intolerant. They have a wrong definition of tolerance, a very wrong definition. So the bottom line is, the number one, it's interesting that Iran calls, you know, Israel the little Satan and us the big Satan, because of the influence of Christianity, which came out of Judaism, not the fact that we're under the law, but the fact that it showed God's laws. So we would know that we couldn't keep them, because the New Testament says, if we keep all of it and yet offend in just one of them, we are guilty of all of it. That's kind of an interesting verse. You know, you're guilty of the entire thing. You break the law on one point, you're guilty of all of it. So God came up with grace and a way that we could find ourselves enjoying our Christianity, because it's all taken care of by the Lord Jesus Christ. And because of that, we find ourselves in a totally different position. And people don't like it. They think you're too narrow. Well, my Bible says, wide is the gate that leads to destruction, and there'll be many people on it. But narrow is the way that leads to life, eternal life in heaven, and few there'll be that find it. That's pretty, it's pretty grim, isn't it? It's pretty grim. There is only one way. And contrary to what they say, my witnessing to somebody is out of a heart of love, not out of hate. I don't want anybody to go to hell. I don't know any Christian that would ever want someone to go to hell, because if it weren't for the grace of God in my life, that's where I'd be going. And that's what I deserve. And I shared this on Swap Shop today, and I know I've shared it before, but it just kind of vividly puts into your mind the grace of God and the forgiveness of sins. And I asked Miss Christie, I said, if you had run up a credit card bill to $25,000 and somebody wrote a check to that credit card company and paid it in full, you'd be pretty excited, wouldn't you? I mean, you got a zero balance. There's just one problem. You can still charge. You could charge it right back up again. In fact, most people do. Most people, when they go get a consolidated loan where they pay off a bunch of loans and credit cards and get a payment that's less than the total of those payments were, and it's just one payment, they end up taking the credit cards and charging up again. We were dealing with Philemon and Onesimus, and Paul said, if he owes you anything, put that on mine account. Now, let's go back to the same scenario. Here's the $25,000. And someone comes and says, look, I'm going to take this entire account of your debt. I'm going to lift it out of your name and put it over here on my side of the ledger and pay it in full. And now when you charge, it's paid. When God took our sins and placed them on his son, and he died on that cross, he died for sins past, present, and future. And he picked up the account of our sins and he put it on his side of the ledger. Now, every time we sin, it's paid for by the blood of the Lamb. So people say, well, then why do I need 1 John 1:9? If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us. Because it wrecks your relationship with him. And that word confess is an interesting word. It means to agree with. You say, well, God knows my sin. Yeah, he does. But he wants you to call it what it is. He doesn't want you to say, Lord, forgive me, I've sinned. He wants you to say, Lord, when I just said what I just said, I sinned. When I just threw a temper tantrum because I didn't get my way, I sinned. He wants you to name it so you get the idea and stop the practice of sin. When the Holy Spirit convicts you, then you need to deal with what it is. So please keep that in mind. And so I have not found out anything about family. Okay, we do have farm to family boxes are on Thursday afternoons. If you want information this on the senior citizen program, you can call the warehouse tomorrow at 877-2978. Okay, farm to family boxes are on Thursday afternoons. If you need any information on the senior citizen program, call the warehouse tomorrow, 877-2978. Thank you so much, Control Room, for that information. Appreciate that. All right. Well, as we get ready to pray and depart for the day, I don't know this person, but someone that I know very, very well has supported this missionary, and we'll get more information as we can. For 25 years, they told me, but with a great mission work at a home in Mexico, diagnosed with COVID last Thursday, and it was either yesterday or today, went home to be with the Lord from the COVID-19. So there's a family and a mission outreach in Mexico that has lost a warrior a veteran missionary that has gone home to be with the Lord. So remember that family in prayer. I know they would appreciate it very, very much. And let's see here. I just got something from Henderson County. I'm going to see what that is. And then others who have been diagnosed that are still fighting. I saw where in the upstate, a fireman who has spent 5 months in a hospital with COVID-19 came home today. And wow. So we'll keep that family in prayer as well. Also, others are traveling, and we pray for them. We pray for those who have been bereaved. Also, we pray for those who are still wondering if their loved ones are going to make it. And so there's just a lot of situations out there. Of course, we're praying for St. Vincent and all the people there. Things are so sketchy, but I've not heard. And one news report said they've not heard, as they've been trying to get news out of the island as news team, of any fatalities. I hope that stays true. But information is hard to come by when everything's devastated. So we lift them up as well. Father, in the name of Jesus, we say thank you for your goodness, grace, love, and mercy. Lord, we're asking for help for folks that are bereaved, for folks that have just recently lost a loved one to COVID down in Mexico in a missions there where they were veteran missionaries for a long time. I pray, Lord, that you'd minister in hearts. Save the nearest one to hell. Save them. And then, Lord, we would ask for what we could do around this area and around the world to reach out to our brothers and sisters in Christ. I know there's other efforts that are being launched to be able to relieve the distress that is on that island, with Sea Hope being able to purify 1,000 gallons of water a day. To get that voyage underway would be a great blessing. So we lift all these requests and these needs and these serious situations to you, thanking you for who you are and that you have everything in control. If we could just see it through your eyes, it would be so clear, but we don't get that chance to do that down here. We ask, Lord, that you administer to everyone listening that has something on their heart and they're saying, Lord, I need this. Would you minister to those people in a specific way? We'll thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. This is Pastor Walton filling in for Pastor Barton, praying you have an absolutely wonderful Wednesday. And if you have church, virtual, or if you're going to be there in person, I pray you'll be very blessed. Thank you. Amen.